The Scenic Drive with Rion.
Wasn't there like a fight at Empress Palace just the other night? Wasn't there?
Empress Palace?
Yeah. Sure, there was like just the other day. Well, these guys were there. Keaton, was there a fight at Empress Palace recently?
Yes, there was one on the 24th of October.
Yeah. I'm not talking about the parking lot, like inside.
No, there was one 24th of October.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just now. So who do we have here, Elaine?
So we got Keaton Gomez. Obviously, you got SA Colors back in 2015. 30 amateur fights, no losses at all. 3 pro fights, 3 TKOs.
Wow.
Started boxing at 12 years old.
So you know something about boxing.
Yes.
He's sizing us up as we talk.
Says enough. Who else do we have here?
We got Ricardo Magic Malajica, 6 times SA champ, junior bantamweight. 60 amateur fights, and of course, a proud dad.
Wow. So you're a bantam?
Yeah, bantam. Junior bantam.
But I see you want to fight in, you want to win 6 titles in different weight divisions.
Yes, that's my dream to do that. Oh,
holy crap. Is that possible?
Yeah, it's possible, yeah.
It's 6
I'm not going to argue with a man. You can argue with a man. Yeah,
60 amateur fights. Like 60. So you box all of your all the brothers box, eh?
All the brothers box, yes. All 5 of us.
Who's the best?
So far, so good.
Clearly
I'm,
you.
I'm leading.
Keaton, what's the story of the matric? You put that on hold, did you?
Yes. I ended up dropping out of school in grade 11, and I put matric on hold. I carried on my boxing and amateurs, and
No regrets.
No, yeah, people ask me, like, are you going to study further? I will finish, like, do it college, or I will finish my matric, but there's no regrets. I love my boxing, and I'm going to go all the way.
Yeah, so how old are you guys, Keaton? How old are you?
I'm 19.
And how old are you, Ricardo?
I'm 20.
Okay, so you basically just started. Think about it. Eh? Now, this poor guy, just in short, what happened to you, sir?
Yeah, well, what happened to me is... I've beaten someone on someone's shoes this morning, and I got whacked.
How did
literally
you get
like
whacked? What exactly happened? Tell the panel.
So I went into this restaurant. I was a mental patient who was in captivity for 20 years, and 2 days ago I escaped, and I wanted to treat me and my pregnant wife to a nice lunch. So I went in there all mental.
Hold on. So and the wife doesn't exist?
No, she doesn't exist, really.
Okay, well, here we go. Right.
So I went in there all mental, talking to myself, shouting at the waiter. And then on the end, I saw this one guy with this khaki clear on. And then I just decided I'm going to pee on his shoe. And then I got whacked.
Slapped or hit with a fist. What happened exactly?
Rian, honestly, I don't know what happened. I just saw the hand coming and I was out.
Okay. He was out, like out, like a
I
light.
Was out, yeah.
Okay,
dupes got dipped.
So I'm just going to start with you, Ricardo. Any advice for this poor character to defend himself next time?
I would say, you know, best thing to do is every time you see you in such situations, you just step back. Hey? You know, I'm a man that moves a lot, and I don't really like being in front of a person, so... I would say every time he puts two steps forward, you put 2 steps back. I'll prepare this the best.
So stay out of his way.
Just stay out of his way.
I try that with my wife. It never works.
So, but what if you don't see him coming? Like if you're facing him, you know he's coming.
Then you have to have faith. There's where faith comes in.
Need to believe in the Lord, then, in a case like that.
Yeah, I was still looking at his feet, and then wobba, it came.
Keaton, any advice for this poor guy? You saw the video. What should he do?
I would say the best advice is don't go around weeing on people.
I see. That's
the safest one.
It's just the safest. But in case it does happen now, what match?
Yeah, there's lots you can do. You can, I don't know, you can slip the punch, put your hands up, try to say sorry. But it all depends on the guy you do it to.
By the time I said sorry, it was too late though.
Hello.
Emphasis on run. Next time, just run.
I'll do that, man. I'll run next time.
What made you start boxing at 12 years old? Swimming, water polo, rugby?
I always wanted to box, and my mom wasn't a big fan of the fighting sports and all that. I always wanted to, and at when I was going through, I was going through my changes as a young boy, so she put me in there for frustration, and I don't know, I took to it. I was boxed there for a month, and I absolutely loved it. I had my first fight, and that was the start.
Rest is history.
Yeah.
Nice, man. And yourself, I mean, why would you start boxing? You know, obviously your brothers are all in the mix in the boxing scene. Is it like competition amongst all of you to try and see who's the best? Or was it just, you know, a matter of, this is what I want to do. I want to support my family and keep going.
Back then, you know, home wasn't that nice to be when you were a child. You don't really know. When I was living in a flat, and what happened was that you saw the boxers running, and you always wondered, and then one day as I looked out the window, I saw my eldest brother run with them, and then I was like, you know, I'm going to join the crowd, I don't know what's going on, so I ran down, and as I saw the run lead us to the gym, so when we got there, we started jumping, you know, and I fell in love with it, so I was like, always the first one there, you know, so it starts at 5, and I'll be there for 4 already.
So it's like a proper lifestyle choice. That's just what you want to do and makes you happy kind of thing.
It's something that really gives me joy. Boxing is one of the best things, I could say. One of the beautiful things after women.
So it's a fact that not everyone can be a good boxer. Definitely not. So what makes a good boxer, Ricardo?
I would say loyalty to themselves. Loyalty to themselves. I believe the training, how they do it and where they go into, you know, it's one of the best. I'd say for me, you must plan your future first.
The Scenic Drive with Rion.